Blog Talk Radio.
Salvation and glory, honor and power. God, you are awesome, and you're so good, and we're so blessed because of who you are. Thank you for blessing us and keeping us. We love you so much, and man, oh man, how much do we appreciate you. Anyway, guys, how are you? I hope you are well. This is Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio, and we're just praying that you are hanging in there and that God has got you. And you guys are good. Hey, you know, we just want to, like, lift up our Heavenly Father today. We want to make sure that we praise Him and have a good time with Him and enjoy, you know, just be grateful because of what He's done for us. I mean, He's so awesome. He's so powerful. He's so beautiful. And we've been so blessed because of Him. So, you know, just let's remember that happiest people don't have the best of everything. they just make the best of everything. And, you know, if you think about that, even if you're in a bad situation, you still make the best of it. Somehow, you turn that negative and turn it into a positive. What the way that you do that is that you always remember that God puts us in places for a reason. And it may not be for our glory, but it's for his glory. And so if you think about Job, I mean, come on. I mean, you know, he's done all this stuff. He even baptized Jesus. He did all kinds of stuff. His life was amazing. But the way he died was brutal. He had his head cut off. You know, so we just have to remember that God, we're going to follow you. We're going to follow your footsteps. And wherever you have us, it's okay because it's all about you. This is not about us. Our lives are not about us anymore. And we trust you and we love you and we appreciate you in this. And when you go into your relationship with Christ with that mentality and you really believe what you're saying, I mean, it starts to manifest itself and your friends start to see it. And people around you start to see it. Things in your life starts to take a different path because you're actually walking the walk and you're talking the talk. And so that's what we are today. That's what we need to do. We need to turn it over to Christ. And trust me, it's hard. I know. I find myself every day in a situation and I go, man, you know, God, this is rough, you know, but it is what it is. It is life. You know, just look at, you know, if you just look at our political situations, wherever you may be in the world, the politics are so ugly all around the world. Like, what do we do? Like, how do we deal with this? What is really going on, right? What's really going on? And so we just have to pray that God has got us. And not get so caught up. It's hard not to get caught up in the politics. It really is hard not to get caught up. I find myself so much consumed by the politics. I listen to politics. I'm always there with the politics, but I can't allow myself to be so consumed that I lose my relationship with Christ. That has to always be first. And I have to trust him no matter what the situation is. Even if we think the situation is ugly, we have to trust that God has got us and that we are in a good place and he's going to take care of us no matter what. No matter, you know, who we choose as one of our leaders. And we have a lot of very bad leaders in our government, but you know, somehow they made it there. Somehow they are there. And so if you don't want them there, you got to pray and vote them out, right? Pray and vote them out, and that's the best we can do. That is pretty much it. Pray and vote them out. And if you want to be a politician, go and put your name in there and go and fight for that position. So whatever God puts on your heart, whatever you feel is best for you, then that's what you do. But anyway, in the meantime, like I said, we have to make sure that we allow for God to be our leader and not for these so-called leaders to be our leaders, okay? And we have to trust him despite our situations. Just trust him and know that God is good no matter what. Because he loves us so much. And we are good. We are good to go. All right, guys. So let's praise. Let's get our praise on. Let's have a good time. And know that God loves us. And that we're worthy. You know, that this is good. That God is going to lift us up. And we're going to lift our praise up to him right here and right now. All right, guys. Y'all ready for this? Y'all ready for this? All right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for loving us. We are here with you. And so hear our praises as we bless you with our praises. In Jesus' mighty name, we ask all our blessings. Amen.
Sweet, sweet, sweet joy. Take it up, give praise. It's to our God. Every word of worship. your hands and praise him now. He's worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Salvation and glory and honor and power. Oh God, you're so awesome and you are wonderful and we love you so much. Thank you for blessing us and being the best part of our lives. We love you so much and we're so blessed because of who you are. You are an amazing God. And so thank you. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Listen, guys, we all go through some very difficult times, and life can be rough, and it can be uncomfortable. You know, I just want you to know that God's there for you no matter what you're going through. And if you're happy and you're doing well, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. But make sure you praise him. Praise him when you're doing well. Praise him when life is good to you. Praise him when God has just opened up doors for you that you never thought would open before. Praise him. Let him know that you love him and that you appreciate him and that he is awesome, that he is the way, that he is the King of all kings, that he is your Lord and your Savior, Jesus Christ. Let him know. Praise him. Please praise him. And if you're hurting because you lost someone or you lost your job or, you know, all these things that are negative, that are just sad and it makes you, maybe you've been told that you've been diagnosed with a disease and you're like, how am I going to get out of this? God, you know, if there's a way, God knows the way. And that's what I'm telling you, to trust him, lean on him, believe in him, for he loves you. Right where you are, he created you. He knows when you're going to come back to him. He knows all of this stuff. So if you just put your heart and you just bless him and give him your heart and lean on him and trust him in your situation, he makes the ride that much more comfortable for you. He makes the hills and the bumps that much more cushiony for you. You feel like you got some shocks in your car now. You feel blessed. Okay, that's fine. That's a big bump, but it didn't hurt so much because you got Jesus, because he loves you, and you know he loves you, and he wants you to be good, and he wants you to be okay. We all have these things that happen. Look, I lost my guitar player in Dynasty. After losing the percussion player and the other guitar player in Dynasty, I lost them two already. And then we lost Richard Randolph. And it's like, oh, my God, are you serious? And then 6 months later, we lost William Shelby, the keyboard player in my group Dynasty. And oh, Lord. I mean, you know, this is like, what is going on? This is heavy. I'm hurting. And, you know, we all show up, we go there for the funeral and we sit there and we just praise God and we cry for our brothers and we're hurting and stuff. And then 6 months later, we lose Nitra. one of the singers, the lead singer for Dynasty. It's like, what? What is happening? First of all, we're getting older. And so, you know, and that's not a joke. That is, I'm very serious. We're getting older. And so we have to, you know, and this goes for everybody, from the ones that are just in their 20s, to the ones in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, all the way, we're getting older every day. And so we have to prepare for that time. And no one knows when that time is. Only God knows that time. And so that's one of the reasons why we need our Savior. That is one of the reasons. So we need to humble our thoughts, humble ourselves. Let's not just think that we can do whatever we want to do and everything's going to be okay. You know, I remember when I was in elementary school, and the guys wanted to play hooky, and I never played hooky before. And I was like, oh, we're going to play hooky? Yes, we're going to play hooky. Well, that means we're not going to go to school. We're going to leave the house, but then we're going to go someplace else. What? Wow, this is crazy. So I'm in it. I'm like, okay, cool, let's do it. Let's try this. Let's see what this venture thing is. Let's see if this thing could work. And I'm excited about doing something that I shouldn't be doing because I'm young, right? I'm in the fifth grade, sixth grade. I'm really young, and we're going to try this. And so then that night, I remember the night before, and I started, God was putting on my heart, are you sure you want to do this? You are you sure you want to? Because once your parents find out, if they find out, you're going to be in so much trouble. Why are you going to do this? Why would you put yourself into this kind of situation? And I'm thinking to myself, I don't know. Wow, man, it's just something to do. You know, well, find something to do where you won't get in so much trouble. And my brain is going back and forth, and I'm like, wait a minute, why am I going through all this? And so I talked myself to sleep, and I woke up the next morning, got ready, and packed up my stuff, and took off, went to school, and I'm thinking I'm going to go, but my thoughts of my Savior speaking to me at night kept penetrating my soul. I was thinking about it, penetrating my soul. And he put that in my brain. And so I decided, nope, I can't do it. Can't do it. I'm not going to do it. Like, what? I just can't do it. So I didn't go. Everybody else left. I didn't go. So, and I thought about it, and I felt like, okay, the next day when everybody get there, they're going to say, oh, man, you little punk, you little chump, you just kind of disappointed us. I thought you were going to go out and hang out with us. And I was thinking, wow, how embarrassed I'm going to be. Well, so the next day came, and I'm waiting to hear this. I got my earplugs so I could protect myself. And then the principal comes on the speakers, the loudspeakers. Okay, attention, we need to share some information with you guys. We are all here mourning because yesterday a few guys decided that they were going to play hooky, and they went over to the reservoir, and one of them drowned. What? I was like, oh, my God, I'm so lucky I didn't go. That could have been me. I could have lost my life. And so I felt so bad for the person that we lost, but I felt so good for me. And I felt so good about my relationship with God because he was like telling me, no, you don't need to do that. You don't need to do that. See, my spirit works. It's my spirit is always working because it knows who I come from. And we have to listen. We have to pay attention. If we listen to the words that God is putting in our brains, we will understand that he is trying to work through us. But we have to open our hearts to him. And so, you know, all my life, my father was a preacher. And so I'm always learning about God. And I was like, I did not have a relationship with him, per se, when I was that young. It was just one of those things, like, okay, my father was a preacher, so we're going to church all the time. I lived at the church. We were always at the church, you know. And so, but because of that, I knew that he existed. And because of that, he knew I knew. And so he used that to his advantage to tell me, do not go, to protect me. And I listened, and I was blessed because of it. So I thank God every day, because I was only in the fifth or sixth grade. And how many years ago was that? You know, so God, he's so good. He's so awesome. He's always there for us. He's always looking out for us, and we need to be able to trust him. So I'm going to ask you now to just kind of meditate. Just meditate. If you don't have that kind of relationship right now with him, meditate with me. Pray with me. Lean in on this. Even if you do have this relationship, pray with me that we have, that you could help our friends that are listening to this show. Pray for them, that they will open their hearts to Christ and just start listening and just give it in to what he wants to give them. We have to trust him, guys, because there's nothing else out there that matters. Nothing else in the world matters more than having a relationship with the creator of the earth, the creator of the universe, the creator of us. There's nothing else that matters more. So let's give it to him. All right, so come on, guys. We're going to pray, and we're going to meditate, and we're going to believe that Jesus has got us. And we're going to do this together here on Soul Eye Records Radio. This is your boy, Wardell Potts Jr., and oh, how I love you guys. Oh, yes, Emmanuel, we love you. We love you so much. Oh, come, Emmanuel. We love you, and we pray that you hear our prayers. We pray that you bless us right where we are. We pray that you understand that we are learning our way, that we are figuring this thing out, and we want to come to you right here and right now and just be a part of whatever it is that you want us to do, God. We trust you, Father. We feel your presence. We see your face. We love you so much. Oh, thank you so much, Emmanuel. We love you.
Until the Son of God appears. Oh! as if he's our Lord. Hold on. For many of us, he's our Savior, but he's not our Lord. We were drowning in the pool of sin, and he rescued us like a lifeguard. But he is not our life coach. Jesus did not just die to save us, but he died to lead us. Let's not just make him our Savior. Let's make him our Lord. Is he Lord of anybody's life out here? Say, Jesus is Lord. Many of us get saved and we give God our hearts. And we're not going to hell. We're grateful for that. But we still do us. We make our own decisions about our relationships. We make our own decisions about our finances. We make our own decisions about our direction in life. When he asked us, in all thy ways, acknowledge me, because I'm the Lord. Lord means head. On a human, head is on top. That means I'm under him. On an animal, the head is in front. That means I follow him. So if he's my Lord, I'm under him. I follow him. All right, y'all already heard the preacher. I'm sorry. I just had to get that out real quick. My mentor said many of us are vampire Christians. Isn't that scary? In other words, we just want the blood, but not his hand. We just want his blood to save us and rescue us, but we don't want his hand to lead and guide us. Let's not just be vampire Christians. This is not the Breaking the Dawn. What's the movie called? Twilight. I don't just want the blood. When they pierced him in the side, blood and water came out. Blood for my sins and water to cleanse my life. Tell somebody, I want the blood and the water. So, Lord, don't just be our Savior. Don't be our lifeguard only, but be our life coach. Don't just save us, but lead us, because we need you. We need you.
In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen. And amen to that, Ty Trebek, Son of Man. That was a live performance in the city of Philadelphia. And, man, you know, it's so important, you know, that we don't just ask God to save us, because that's not what it's all about. He wants to be our Lord. He wants to lead us and guide us like he did me as a child. He led me out of a situation that could have really I could have lost my life, you know, because I was thinking, I'm just a kid. Oh, I'm going to jump in the water too. But, you know, this kid jumped in the water, and it was what do you call that, where you have all the water and stuff for a reservoir. It was a reservoir. And so when you in a reservoir, it's not like if you're trying to get out of a, you know, the ocean or something, you walk up the sand until you get out and you just get out. This is plastic rubber stuff that is connected to the walls. And so as you're trying to get out, and this is what happened to the young man, he's trying to get out and he couldn't get out because there was nothing to grab a hold to. He was slipping and he kept slipping and he continued to slip. And his friends was like, they were little kids too. They were watching him. They didn't know what to do. And he lost his life because of it. And so that's why we need God to be our Lord and lead us and guide us. Not just our Savior, but our Lord. So when you're doing your prayers tonight, or whenever you do your prayers, just remember to ask God to be your Lord, to guide you, to help you to make the right decisions, to help you to, you know, to lead your family and your friends, and just give me the words, God. Give me the right words to be a good leader so that I could be a blessing to you. So anyway, guys, thank you so much for tuning in today. We really appreciate you very much, and we love you, and may God be with you and protect you and keep you. You guys all have a wonderful rest of your day. Take care of yourselves, and God bless you. See you later, everyone. Good night. God bless you. Love you.
Captivated, I'll say it, I'm on a whole new intrigue. My space invaded, upgraded, I hear you talking to me. It's in the boom of the thunder, it's in the cool of the rain. And I'll say, I don't ever wanna get away. Tonight is beautiful, it's got my mind on you. And everywhere I turn is a reminder.
No matter where I go, I know your love is finding me. I see you.